Well, hello again. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. We're going to spend the next hour celebrating the rich history and present of the album rock radio format that many of us grew up listening to from the 1970s right on through the late 90s. We're back live this week after a one-week hiatus. It's the last day of February. We're inching our way through the winter. Among other things today, I'm going to play one of the worst records ever recorded. I'm very excited about bringing that to you. We've also got our one-hit wonder and a lot of really good music. Over the next hour, here, 91.5 WMFO.
Looking for complication, looking 'cause I'm tired of life.
That's Richie Blackmore and Rainbow, sounding a lot like Foreigner, from a time in the mid-80s when everybody sounded like Foreigner. The song is Stone Cold, and we heard the Foo Fighters at the top of the hour, Learn to Fly, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. As I said, it is the last day of February. We are getting through winter. Time to dust off those March Madness brackets. That'll be coming up in just a couple of weeks. Last week, we did a rerun on the show. It was President's Day, and so I reran the show from last year's President's Day. And unfortunately, it was the show where One Hit Wonder that week was from Beck. I played Loser from Beck. And I realized at the time, a year ago, that that was probably not a good choice for a One Hit Wonder. I got a lot of flack at that time. And then I was ready to put the whole thing behind me, and of course I reran it again last week and started up the debate all over again. And there really is no debate. It was kind of a mistake. Beck has a lot of good album rock radio music. I don't know what I was thinking that week, but I did compound that mistake by rerunning that show, and I will be more careful in the future when I choose my reruns, if I decide to do that, which is very, very rare, by the way. There are a lot of pretty heavy and pretty intense things going on in the news right now. First, the good news. Ketanji Brown Jackson was nominated to the Supreme Court. She is the first African-American woman to be so nominated, and it'll be very interesting to see how those ratification proceedings go forward in the next couple of weeks. By the way, there's no Phil's pick today. Phil had some pressing business to attend to over the course of the week, and so we will not have a Phil's pick today. We will resume that, of course, next week, as we do every week at this time. And also, I spent a good chunk of the weekend watching a war break out on television. And there is a lot I could say about it. It's really not my place on a show like this to talk too much about it. But there was one very interesting story among many. While most Americans were leaving the Ukraine in a hurry, Sean Penn arrived there last week to capture events for an upcoming documentary that he is filming. The office of Ukraine President Zelensky offered a statement that said, "Sean Penn will tell the world the truth about Russia's invasion of our country." In November, he was seen photographed with Ukrainian troops on the front lines when he was preparing for filming. He's the founder of an organization called CORE, Community Organized Relief Effort, which aids in humanitarian efforts all over the globe. He recently starred in a Discovery Plus documentary about how he helped to organize relief efforts for Haiti in the wake of their devastating earthquake in 2010. In that doc, it was called Citizen Penn, he said, "I don't fancy myself a good doer or a bad doer. I'm just a guy who says, okay, I think I can do this. I think I can do some good here, and that's it." The situation in Ukraine has brought back memories for me from the last time we were so concerned with Russia a generation ago. There's a song from that era that I've always loved. I'm going to play it now. It's from Sting, and it's simply called Russians. Here it is on Rock of Ages. Isn't no monopoly of common sense. The band is Collective Soul, and the song is Shine. And we heard Sting before that, from 1985, and his song simply entitled Russians. And by the way, Sting recently joined the ever-growing list of classic rockers to sell their music catalog rights. He sold his rights in the Police compositions and his solo works to Universal Music Group for a reported $250 million. And he joins Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, Stevie Nicks, and many, many others in doing so. The latest to cash in on his catalog is Sting. You're listening to WMFO, Rock of Ages. My name is Ron LaRussa. You can listen to the show on the radio in the Boston area on 91.5 FM and also stream live or on demand from our website at WMFO.org. This week in rock history, as usual, features some pretty important events. Tomorrow is March 1st. On that date in 1969, Jim Morrison was arrested on stage in Miami after allegedly exposing himself to the audience. That is one of those infamous moments in rock history. Also on March 1st in 1973, Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon. It had the most consecutive weeks on the Billboard charts, charting from 1977 to 1988 without ever leaving. On this day, February 28th in 1983, U2 released their third album, War. It is their first album to sell a million copies in America. And also on this day in 1996, 22-year-old Alanis Morissette became the youngest artist to win the Grammy for Album of the Year. When Jagged Little Pill took the prize, she held that record until 2010 when 20-year-old Taylor Swift grabbed the title with Fearless. And yesterday, February 27th, 2015, marked the day that Leonard Nimoy died at the age of 83. When I saw that Leonard Nimoy was on the docket today, I got very excited, and here's why. Everybody obviously knows him as Mr. Spock, but did you know that he also had a bit of a musical career? He released two of the corniest train wrecks of albums that you have ever heard in your life. They are spoken word albums set to music, and he's in character as Mr. Spock. One is called Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space, and the other is called Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy, which featured this song that the first time I heard it, I was basically just stunned and speechless. I'm going to play it now. No matter what you're doing, just take a moment to listen. If you're getting dressed, sit on the bed. If you're driving, pull over, because it is so bad, it's fantastic. It's called Highly Illogical. It's Leonard Nimoy on Rock of Ages.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
That is U2 from their 2001 album called All That You Can't Leave Behind, Stuck in a Moment. And we heard Leonard Nimoy as we recognize the 7th anniversary of Leonard Nimoy's death yesterday, and his song, Highly Illogical. I pull that one out maybe once every 10 years, and it never ceases to make me laugh. So hope you enjoyed that one, too. We've got some concert news to share. Locally, Paul McCartney, who will play Fenway Park on June the 7th, has announced a second show on June the 8th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. The first one sold out really, really fast. So if you were disappointed that you got locked out of that, you have another chance on Friday to get tickets for their for the June 8th show. Those concerts, by the way, will be just 2 weeks before Paul's 80th birthday. Well, let's turn our attention to our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. It's a feature we do every week here on Rock of Ages. This week, we're featuring Ian Gomm. He began his career as an apprentice in London at EMI Records in their engineering department, but he got the performance bug and started playing in bands that opened for the likes of The Who and Pink Floyd. Eventually, he went solo, and in 1979, he released the album Gomm with the Wind, which contained this song, his only radio hit. That year, he opened for Dire Straits on their Sultans of Swing American tour, and he's continued to sing and play and record with many bands over the years, but he never came close to matching the success he had with this enduring album rock radio hit. This is Hold On by Ian Gomm on Rock of Ages.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long.
Forever.
kind of an unmistakable sound of Bon Jovi on Rock of Ages, It's My Life. And we heard Ian Gom and Hold On, our one-hit wonder this week here on Rock of Ages. By the way, John Bon Jovi will be celebrating a birthday this week, and it's kind of hard to believe. He's kind of one of those eternally young-looking guys, but he will be 60 years old on March the 2nd, born in New Jersey 60 years ago. Some other rock birthdays this week also. Johnny Cash was born this week. Also, Jonathan Cain of Journey will turn 72. Neil Sean, also of Journey, 68. And Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin will celebrate his 45th birthday this week. We like to play the best rock from all eras here on the show, and that includes new music, and we've got something brand new coming up right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Bonnie Raitt is still going strong. She'll release a new album called Just Like That on April 22nd. She recorded it last summer and produced it herself. The album follows her 2016 album, Dig In Deep. And she also won a Grammy in 2013 for Best Americana Album for Slipstream. The first release from Just Like That is called Made Up Mind, new from Bonnie Raitt on Rock of Ages.
Get our wet wheels in our It's so hard to be unkind, so easy just to say that everything is just the way it seems. You look up at me, and somewhere in your mind you see a man.
from their second studio album, Don't Look Back. That is Boston and A Man I'll Never Be. And before that, we heard Bonnie Raitt, new one from her. The album will be called Just Like That. It'll be released on April 22nd, and the name of the song was Made Up Mind. Well, we're coming toward the end of the hour. We have room for one, maybe two more songs here on Rock of Ages. Gary Brooker died last week at the age of 76. He's not a household name, but he was a well-respected musician in the British rock scene. He played in Ringo Starr's All-Star Band and with Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings, but his greatest claim to fame is as the founder and lead singer of the progressive rock band Procol Harum. Their most famous song is Whiter Shade of Pale, but I've always been partial to this one. So we'll close it out with Procol Harum and Conquistador live on Rock of Ages.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company, and like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor plated breast has long since lost a sheen, and in your death mask face. Silver sheet, and in your rusty scabbard now the sand has taken seat.
Something to find, I could see no place to unwind, though I hope.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. I do hope you enjoyed it. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me next week again at this same time for Rock of Ages here on WMFO. And until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.